Hi, everybody. I'm Todd Conklin, and this is the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast Safety Moment. And we have a guest today. I'll let it be a surprise. Here's your safety moment.
So I'm Bill Rego, and I'm happy to be talking to you today. Well, recently on one of Todd Conklin's podcasts with Martha Acosta, she discussed the four things that managers actually control, and that's roles, processes, norms, and a measurement of what good looks like. So part of her discussion about norms was accountability, which in her lexicon is simplistically just speaking up. So Martha and Todd talked about the fallacy of managers who say, well, don't bring me a problem without a solution. So how do we encourage just the opposite, which is, how about bringing me problems that need solutions that maybe I can help you with? Well, I was once assigned to manage a large training organization that was noted by senior leaders as being dysfunctional for many reasons. One of the behaviors I saw was that people in the organization at all levels were comfortable with telling customers no. So, for example, I had copy clerks who'd be in the Xerox room printing off lesson plans and notebooks and what have you for students, and a busy manager would be coming up who had a meeting going on in the building. And they needed a few copies of agendas for the meetings. And the copy clerk would just tell them no because they were working on something else. Well, when I was in the Navy, I was chief engineer of a nuclear aircraft carrier. I'd actually seen much the same thing and responded similarly. What I did was to make it a policy to never tell a customer no. If you couldn't say yes, you had to go to your boss and get them to say yes. If the boss couldn't say yes, they had to kick it up to another level as well. And I reserved the right to say no for me alone. And my thinking was that managers controlled resources, and the higher you went in the food chain, the more resources were available to actually say yes. The result was that in a very short period of time, that training organization became a true service organization. And I actually only had to say no once, and that was a request that would have violated company's policies, so I had to say no. So for you, when you're setting up policies, you as the manager need to make it easier to do the right thing than to do the wrong thing. So by taking away employees' ability to say no and kicking things up the chain of command, that actually encourages them to come to you bringing a problem that needs a solution. If you tell them to only bring me a problem and a solution, that encourages silence and reduces accountability. Well, that's the word for the day, and I hope you enjoyed it, and I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
And there you have your Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast Safety Moment. Special thanks to Bill Rego. I love the fact that people are volunteering safety moments. And this one's especially cool because this notion of saying yes is a great, great experiment. I did it for a whole year. I always answered every request with yes. And it was an interesting year. That's our time. As always, learn something new every day. Have fun and be safe.